Looking for an awesome place to host your draft party? Look no further than Hooters. With tons of TVs, free Wi-Fi, world-famous wings, and ice-cold beer, you're probably thinking, it doesn't get any better than that. But wait, at Hooters, it does. Every fantasy league gets a free draft kit and over $200 in Hooters swag. Join us for fantasy football, done Hooters style. Book now at Hooters.com/football. That's Hooters.com/football. See you at Hooters.
Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years, is just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway and at BillCurryFord.com, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles. Bill Curry Ford is a proud supporter of JoeBucksFan.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and for the third straight year, we are presented by Original Hooters. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, go to originalhooters.com, click on Tampa Bay, and you will see 11 Original Hooters locations to serve you. We specifically, in less than 2 weeks, will be at the Tampa location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of North Dale Mabry. And I thank Hooters for hosting us and for being the presenting sponsor for the third year in a row. This, of course, the fourth year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The first year, the presenting sponsorship was picked up by my Todd Wright Tour caterers and sponsors, Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Papa John's of Tampa Bay continues to donate food and prizes to every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. I thank them, and originalhooters.com provides the presenting sponsorship for 3 years running now of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We have reached that point also, speaking of Hooters, and speaking of the draft event. Sunday night, August 25th, be there at 7 p.m. The drafting will start roughly 7:30 p.m. I have sent invites to enough to fill two leagues already. I would love to have a third league, and I'm going to explain what the third league is. If you are still waiting for your invite, actually, you should have gotten it by now, whether you confirmed it or not, just with the details. And again, if you want an invite, you have to email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. You must be 21 years or older to be an owner. You must be able to be physically present at Hooters in Tampa on Sunday, August 25th. We're packing the restaurant. You can bring a plus one. Your plus one will not be their own owner. They will be your guest. It's optional. The food and drink is not free, but the league is free. And the third league, which we're basically full on my existing podcast league, which Robert Wright won in 2017, he's back. Bill Eisman won in 2018, he's back. Both Todd Wright Tour golfers as well. And then Ira Kaufman, the Sage, is back as well. Said he wouldn't miss it. And Ira's league, as we speak, is also full. So we are creating a third league this year. And here's the concept. It's something I actually did a handful of years ago. And by the end of the league, the people I played against didn't like that I did this. So I wasn't invited back to that league, but I always said, I'm going to do it again. The league is affectionately called the Moneyball League. Now, if you've ever read the book Moneyball, or more likely, seen the movie starring Brad Pitt, Moneyball, it is based on a concept of creatively putting together a team when you do not have the normal resources. Now, that movie and that book was based on the Oakland A's in baseball, but the theme still applies to this type of fantasy football league. So what I need for this league, it will be a 10-team league, and I need 9 people to be owners in this league. I will be the 10th owner. Now you're asking, well, wait a minute, you already have your own personal podcast league. How are you going to go back and forth and keep these leagues moving along? Because I, much like in my golf tournaments, I care about pace of play. I care about the pace of a fantasy draft as well. As much as we love being at Hooters, we're not going to be there for 3 hours. We're coming in. We're going to get these drafts done in 2 hours or less. And then you're free to stay as long as you like. People stayed for a long time last time. Hooters was very appreciative. So in the Moneyball League, I get the first overall pick. And then I'm done. That's it. One pick, number one overall, and then the other nine will snake draft until they complete their teams and their rosters. And then I will take that draft sheet and I will take it home. And at some point over the next 72 hours, I'm going to give myself a certain amount of time. I will choose the undrafted free agents that are available to fill my roster. Again, I did this about 5 years ago. Actually, a girlfriend needed another owner to fill their league, and I said, okay, I'll do it. I don't want any picks. And they said, well, what do you mean you don't want any picks? I said, well, you guys just go ahead and have your draft, and then let me pick from what's left. So they laughed at me. I missed the playoffs on a tiebreaker in that league. And I think I won four of my last five. I love building a team from the ground up. And this is what I'm going to try to do again. The other nine people, whoever are, you will treat this like a normal fantasy draft. Just know, I will assemble my team in the 72 hours that follows based on who you didn't take. And then I'll start working waivers and trades, just like all of you, on an equal playing field. So those owners are what I'm looking for now. If you would like to be part of the Moneyball League, email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Again, be 21 or older. You must be physically present to draft Sunday night, August 25th at Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. This is our new third league. So I can go over there, get everybody ready, say who I'm picking first, take your guesses, and then walk away and leave the other nine owners to snake draft it through. And then go back to my existing podcast league where I will draft equally with the other 11 owners in my podcast league, won 2 years ago by Robert Wright, last year by Bill Eisman. Also, I want to welcome Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford, also a supporter of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And Sean Sullivan and I have actually had fantasy discussions in the past, when he was based just outside of the Tampa Bay area. And now he is at Bill Curry Ford, speaking of Northdale Mabry, literally a couple of par fives from Hooters where we're doing the event. So I am a Ford owner, as many of you know, and I had a brake bulb out on my Ford for the last week. I got in touch with Sean, and I said, hey, I got the car, I got the part, can you put the two together? Done. So we sat in his office, and we just talked football for the time that it took the guys to put part in car, and I convinced Sean, you got to play fantasy football, and he wants an Ira's League. So he got the last franchise in Ira's Hall of Fame Football League, Sean Sullivan from Bill Curry Ford. So I welcome Sean. And Sean, thanks for helping me with my Ford. Bill Curry Ford has helped so many people in the Tampa Bay area, generations of families with Fords for so many years. And hopefully I'll be getting my next Ford from Bill Curry Ford, or at least Sean will keep my current Ford running for as long as it needs to run. It's been a very dependable vehicle for me as I've been running all these golf tournaments for the last 4 years. It's just not big enough. So Sean Sullivan is in. That completes Ira's Hall of Fame Fantasy League. Now I need more people for the new Moneyball League to compete against me. And I only have the number one overall pick. And then I pick from everyone you don't. Email me if you want in the Moneyball League. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Just tell me a little bit about yourself, your name, phone number. Excuse me, still battling the sinus congestion. Your fantasy background, if you've played in one of my podcast leagues before, how long you've been playing fantasy football, anything else that you think I need to know. And again, Sunday, August 25th, need you there by 7 p.m. We'll start the drafting roughly 7:30 p.m. at Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. This is going to be our biggest draft event yet, and I need new people or some old people from the last 2 years. If you haven't yet received your invite, email me so you get invited to play in my Moneyball League this year. Also, I have found a way to monitor all three leagues and talk about them on the podcast going forward, and I'll talk about that in a future podcast. I also want to thank Gil Alexander of VEASAN. The people of VEASAN are very good to me. I've been making appearances on VEASAN for quite some time now, and Gil sends me a lot of fantasy business that listen to VEASAN and his A Numbers Game morning show out of the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Now, I find it very interesting that one thing that I have stressed on his show for as long as I've been coming on with him, and basically since I've been doing this podcast, I have been stressing, and this is the time of the year I really stress it, to all those of you who haven't drafted yet, because this is a simple click. Change the mandatory tight end. Change it. Do you want to make your league better? Would you like to make your league better? Would you like to make the draft process easier? And would you like to do something for your league and no one will miss what you changed? I think your answers are yes, yes, yes. Then when you are setting up your league this year, instead of tight end being a position where you must start a tight end every week, you change that box to a W/T flex. That allows you to play a tight end in that spot if you choose to do so. It is based on the supply of tight ends that are out there, and they have been diminishing in recent years. Especially in larger leagues, there are not enough quality tight ends to go around. Look, let's just take it by position. I talk about the zero quarterback model, where I'll even take the ESPN fantasy quarterback rankings that were on the left side of the screen for their entire 24-hour marathon. If you were in a 12-team league, and the top 11 quarterbacks were all picked by other teams. So every other team gets a quarterback before you choose yours. According to the ESPN fantasy quarterback rankings, you would have your choice of Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Jared Goff, Tom Brady, 12, 13, 14, 15. So the point I'm making on the zero quarterback model is you can do it and increase the value of the running backs and the wide receivers that you fill your roster with while other owners are taking their quarterbacks too high. But that also should illustrate to you how deep the quarterback position is in fantasy football. Sure, Patrick Mahomes was roughly 60 plus points better than everybody else. But still, the zero quarterback model proves we're still talking QB1s here. Again, using the ESPN fantasy rankings, Russell Wilson at Tom Brady at 15. These are QB1s. Ben Roethlisberger was 11. Philip Rivers, for some reason, they have at 19, even with the Melvin Gordon holdout. These are QB1s. So there are plenty of quarterbacks to go around. Now let me move to running back. RB1s last year, there was the rush to get your RB1 in the first round. We called it the Antonio Brown dilemma. Antonio Brown, before everything happened in Pittsburgh and the Steelers continued to break up like Fifth Harmony did, the dilemma was, do I take Antonio Brown, knowing by the time it wraps around to me, there are no more RB1s left? But still, there were roughly what? 8, 9, maybe you can make a case for 10 RB1s, but in a 10, 12, 14 team league, you would be left without one. Wide receiver, I think we'd all agree there's been a top five for a while. And I still think there's a top five. And it's funny that Antonio Brown, based on all of his shenanigans, doesn't seem to be in it right now. But there's still a top five. Then you get to tight end, and now that Gronk is gone, I say there's two. There are two legitimate starting fantasy tight ends that compare to the five wide receiver ones, the RB1 running backs, the eight or the eight-ish RB1 running backs. And there's roughly 12 to 14 QB1s or more to go around. Two tight ends, Kelce, Ertz. Make the change. Stop ignoring me. Talk to your commissioner. Have your commissioner email me. If your commissioner is too stubborn and doesn't listen to input from you owners, leave the league. Leave. If all of you leave the league, go start your own. You need to fill one spot. Change it in your settings. Instead of a mandatory tight end, change it to W/T. I promise you it's there. It's going to make your league better. You will never regret making this move. You'll wonder why you didn't do it 5 years ago. So I bring that up again because people hear me talk about this on Gil's show, and then they say, I know how you feel about tight ends, but no, there's no but here. Don't ask me to evaluate cheap tight ends, bottom of the barrel. No. See, by modernizing fantasy football, I don't have to deal with that shit anymore. You shouldn't have to deal with it either. I don't waste my time on tight ends who are dart throws on a week-to-week basis. I'll talk about Kelce, I'll talk about Ertz, and there are others to talk about, but the list isn't long enough for every team in a league of any size to have a legitimate tight end one who is going to pull his weight every week. That is why now is the time. Change your settings from tight end position mandatory to wide receiver / tight end flex. Change the slot. I also think this is why, because too many people are resistant to the change, or for some reason don't know it's there and can't do it. that Kittle is being talked about as a top three tight end. Look, George Kittle last year was kind of all season long one of the sleeper players of fantasy football. But what's going on with George Kittle now? Let's just call it insomnia. I think it is crazy to put Kittle on the same line as Kelce and Ertz. Can't do it. I know about the yardage last year, but look at the team Kelce is on. Look at the team Ertz is on. Just look at those two players. Look at the situations they're in. Now, realistically, look at the crap that surrounds George Kittle in San Francisco. You've got a quarterback who's never played a half season, coming off major knee surgery, and a team that for some reason goes out in free agency every year and they sign the best RB2 they can and say, you're an RB1 now. They did it last year with Jerick McKinnon, and they did it this year with Tevin Coleman, and it does not work. It's a bad team. And sure, you can have a productive fantasy performer on a bad team. Saquon Barkley is a great example of that. But to elevate Kittle to fill sort of the top three void left by Gronk's current retirement status, to me, is insomnia. It is sleeper times 10. And it's got to stop. Kittle, to me, is more of a player you would put on the same line of, rather than comparing him and being close enough to Kelce and Ertz, I say he's more in the conversation with Engram, Howard, and maybe Hunter Henry. Granted, Henry's got his own injury problems, but let's think about Henry for a minute. Henry on a winning team. Henry with a quarterback who's always productive, never gets hurt, and at least for now, doesn't have their number one running back to give it to or throw to close to the goal line. One of my complaints about Keenan Allen for years has been he doesn't get targeted enough in the red zone. Some of that most recently has been Melvin Gordon, but a lot of it for years was Antonio Gates. Hunter Henry inherits that tendency from Philip Rivers to throw to the tight end in the red zone. I think you get much better value on Hunter Henry than you do by going insomnia this year for George Kittle. And Henry's just in a much better situation than George Kittle is with the 49ers. You can email me your fantasy questions, whether it's about setting up your league, about this player or that player. You know, I don't answer this player or that player for starter, but I will draft-wise, like who do you like here or why. You can email me your draft questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Just, I hope I'm making this clear. If your league is too stubborn to not change the tight end position to wide receiver tight end flex, that's your fault. Don't ask me about bottom-of-the-barrel tight ends that I don't need to scout anymore. I don't waste time on dart throws. These are meaningless players. You're wrecking your brain for no reason if you just change the settings in your league. This question does not need to be answered. You simply evaluate productive tight ends alongside productive wide receivers and play them equally. Thank you. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by OriginalHooters.com, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. And remember, we will have our draft event in less than 2 weeks at the location in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, just west of Bill Curry Ford, as a matter of fact. If you want to be in the Moneyball League and compete against me, You get 13 draft picks. I get the first overall pick and don't pick again. Email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I will email you back if you are chosen for the Moneyball League. We'd like to finalize the memberships by this time next week. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.